we both give a little, ain't no road too long when we meet in the middle. Babe, I love the way we work it out. That's what love is all about. I start walking your way, you start walking mine.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Testimony resuming today in Donald Trump's hush money trial. The discussion this morning, however, will be on whether Trump has violated a gag order in the case.
During jury selection last week, prosecutors called for Trump to be held in contempt for what they say were multiple violations of the gag order on social media. Prosecutors have pointed to a post in which Trump shared a New York Post opinion piece that called Trump's former attorney and key witness in the case, Michael Cohen, a serial perjurer. In another post cited by prosecutors, Trump quoted a Fox News commentator who baselessly claimed that liberal activists were lying to try and get on the jury.
ABC's Mark Remillard. President Biden headed to Tampa, Florida today. He is campaigning there on the abortion issue. Florida is set to ban abortion after 6 weeks, with exceptions for rape, incest, and to save the life of the mother. Pro-Palestinian protests continuing and expanding on college campuses. 150 arrests were made at NYU last night. This is ABC News. A couple from Florida is accused of trying to scam the lottery.
Kira Enders confidently walked into a Florida lottery office in Pensacola with a $1 million winning scratch-off ticket. Kind of.
She had taken two tickets. You know, one side had one serial number. The other side had the other serial number on it.
And then taped them together, says Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Submitting a Frankenstein lotto ticket is one thing, but signing documents swearing that the ticket is real is serious.
You're not a lottery winner. You're a criminal.
Enders and her boyfriend are both looking at felony charges. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Money trouble for another retailer. Express is now filing for bankruptcy, store closing sales at 95 locations starting today. The company is also looking to sell off the majority of the rest of its stores. And if you're planning a summer getaway, get ready for a lot of company to come at you in June. Experts are now predicting that's when summer travel will peak this year. They say to save on money on airfare, try to book at least 3 weeks out. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. In Milwaukee County Court, 33-year-old Maxwell Anderson pleads not guilty in connection to the death of Sade Robinson. Monday's court appearance was Anderson's first since body parts were found along Lake Michigan last week. He was arrested April 4th, 2 days after someone found Robinson's leg in a park in Cudahy. Governor Tony Evers isn't ruling out stepped-up security for Wisconsin's election administrator. Evers said Monday he had already added security for Megan Wolf before former President Donald Trump recently accused her of trying to steal the upcoming election. And the governor also joined the state's Department of Natural Resources in announcing a goal on Earth Day Monday of having 100 million trees planted in Wisconsin by 2030. The Wisconsin Trillion Trees Pledge 2023 annual report says more than 9.8 million trees were planted and more than 3,000 acres of forest land were conserved.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood post-frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Forecast.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
An isolated shower or thunderstorm is possible by early to mid-afternoon today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, high of 60 this afternoon. The wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 29 tomorrow. Mostly sunny, a little cooler, high of 55. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Thank you, Sean. And coming up, we're going to talk with Keddie Woodlawn third grade teacher Mariah Unser about a third grade class trip to the Weisenbeck Dairy Farm that's coming up on Friday. We're going to talk with Mariah about that here next. First, here's Michael Martin Murphy in Wildfire. Good morning. It's 9:07.
Killing frost, and the pony she named Wildfire busted down its stall. In a blizzard he was lost. She ran calling Wildfire. She ran the dark of the moon, I planted it. But there came an early snow. There's been a hoot owl howling by my window now for 6 nights in a row. She's coming.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning is Mariah Unser. She is a third grade teacher at Keddie Woodlawn Elementary School at the Durand, Arkansas School District. And this Friday, her class of third graders, God love her, teaching third graders, they're going to the Weisenbeck Dairy Farm for a tour. Good luck to the farm, I'm just going to say right now. But Mariah, thanks for joining us this morning. I have done JA stuff a few years back for fourth graders. So it's like, wow, God love you. God bless you because third graders are like fourth graders are like third graders, like second graders, like first graders in kindergarten. It's like herding cats.
Well, they are truly one of the best groups. So I am the one that's blessed to get to teach them every day. So
tell us about this tour that you're taking of Weisenbeck Farms on Friday.
Yeah, well, first I want to say thank you so much for having me on today. We've got the opportunity to go visit Weisenbeck Farms. We do a lot in third grade talking about in JA, especially community, and learning about businesses and what that looks like in supporting your community. We also, with our curriculum, we talk about how is the best way to get things done. So we were putting our minds together, and we actually have one of the Weisenbeck's kids in our class, and we thought, what a great way to bring in dairy, since we're the dairy state, and really learn about the agriculture and how a farm is ran, because it's changed so much from when my parents went to school to even now. So we are truly blessed that we can go and get to tour, and the kids get to learn about just a different side of farming, since not every child has even been on a farm or seen how a farm works, and get to see all the different technology and advances that Weisenbeck Farm has.
And that's really I remember as a kid, and the thing, it seems like things have changed ever since when I was a kid, because this time of year, it was field trip Orama. One week it was to the hospital. Next week it was to the fire station. Next week it was, we went and saw what happened when, if you're naughty, at the Brown County Jail, which was borderline frightening, just to say, especially when they closed the door behind us. But this is something that is really valuable for the kids to get out and see it hands-on, isn't it?
Yeah, we think that especially the dairy industry has changed so much, and they don't realize how big of an impact that the dairy industry has. So to be able to go there and support our community and to give the Dairy Association just even more of a shout out, since we are from the dairy state and we need to know, the kids need to know all those different important things that come from our state. So just to shine light on them, because the farms around here do so much, and that's what, you know, built up Durand, is all those dairy lands and those dairy farmers. So to give some highlight to them and all the things that they do for us, it's such an important part for third graders to understand, and a big part of our community as well. So we're happy that we get to go to Weisenbeck. We're also happy that the Pepin County Dairy Association is coming and supporting us as well. They're going to bring snacks for the kids, and they're also going to be there to talk about the history of farming and to show the kids about how it's changed over the years. So we're really happy that we're trying to make this a big community event, get everyone involved, because it's just a great way for the kids to learn about our community.
Talking with Mariah Unser, she is a third grade teacher at Keddie Woodlawn Elementary School here in Durand. And on Friday, her third grade class is going to be taking a tour of the Weisenbeck Farms, their dairy farm, and also getting some help out as well. The Pepin County Dairy Promotions Committee also helping out with that. Now, I know Randy from the Dairy Promotions. You kind of know Randy as well through Mariah. So are they going to have some snacks or something there for the kids too?
Yeah, they are generously donating snacks for us. Some cheese curds and some milk for them for while they're explaining the different history. So thank you to them for doing that. I also want to thank Weisenbeck Farms for taking on this big task of having the whole third grade class. So that's about 70 kids come out on hopefully what to be a beautiful day to learn about their farm. And finally, I want to say we couldn't do this without the support of also Associated Bank that provided funding and donation for us to go there. It all takes a whole community to get this together. So we just want to thank all of them too, just to give us this chance for the students to really learn. This is going to be, I think, a big highlight for the kids. Every kid remembers their field trips. So,
talking with Mariah Unser, she's a third grade teacher at Keddie Woodlawn Elementary School. Again, third grade class, 70 of them going to the Weisenbeck Farm on Friday. Wow, I may just have to like take along just to watch that. So, what are you hoping the kids learn from this?
I think that, as all teachers, we first want them to have fun, right? And that's the most important part. And a lot of these kids, just getting outside of their normal life, they get to see where cows come from, and how they're fed, and just how it's changed and what it takes to get these things done. And that's what we talked about with our curriculum. I want them to learn that it's not as easy as it may look and may seem. There's not just milk come to the store. There takes a lot of different work, and it's a cheese and all these processes to get to the final result. So I hope that they take away that whole process of all the things that, and also the farmers, and thank them for all the things that they do for our community, growing crops and providing, you know, dairy and all those things. So I hope that they understand that as well.
So leading up to this, are you doing some like prep classes with the kids to try to, so that they kind of are going in saying, okay, this is how all of this somewhat works, so they kind of have a little bit of knowledge?
Yeah, we've talked about it with our curriculum, and we've given some examples of what they might see, and talked about different processes. We also, our junior achievement staff that comes in has really helped us with providing that community support, and talked about how what it takes to run a business financially and the different steps. And so they have helped to provide a background for the students so they understand what all takes place. But and on Friday they're gonna hopefully put it all together, all the pieces,
and have some fun at the same time as well. That's pretty cool. That's Mariah Unser. She's third grade teacher at Keddie Woodlawn. Again, the third grade class at Keddie Woodlawn taking a field trip to the Weisenbeck Dairy Farm on Friday. You're listening to WRDN.
Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness is celebrating 21 years, helping you look and feel your best. From April 22nd through April 26th, visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness. Register to win a one-year fitness membership. Check out their new fitness equipment, plus purchase any one-year membership and receive 21% off. There are savings on tanning or fitness memberships when you set up AutoPay. Take advantage of specials on tanning lotions and merchandise during the 21st anniversary celebration at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness, downtown Duran.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier-looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15 in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I take off time to time. Those crazy friends of mine head out on steel horses with wheels and we ride. We burn up that road to old Mexico, blend in with the desert, just we amigos, and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun. Racing the wind, chasing the sun, take the long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such, cowboys like us. Talk about living, babies and women, all that we've lost and all we've been given. We sing about true love, lie about things we ain't done. Drink one more cold one, come morning get up and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, Racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such, for cowboys like us. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take the long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such, for cowboys like us. Cowboys.
A nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said, go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. The auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress, but she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love and laugh about the way we met that day, when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Different round here. We're breaking 18, we're in.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Riley Green, Luke Combs, Different Round Here, 931. I'm Brian Winnikin. So this is a reminder, the Pepin County Senior Council will be holding a thrift sale at the Riverview Community and Senior Center April 25th and 26th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, this is a sale to benefit the Pepin County Senior Council. How can you help them out? Well, one, you can attend the thrift sale. Two, you can donate clean and useful items. To do that, just call the Riverview Senior Center at 672-4101. That's 672-4101. Let's run down today in history for this April 23rd. Well, on his birthday, on this date in 1616, William Shakespeare died. Wow, that's not a fun birthday present. Happy birthday, William. Oh, my, he just passed away. Also, in 1969, Sirhan Sirhan was sentenced to death for the assassination of Senator Robert F. Kennedy. The sentence would later be commuted to life in prison. On this date in 1985, the Coca-Cola Company announced it would change the formula for Coke after 99 years.
All right, enough is enough. This is the final, the very, very last straw. Who is responsible for this? I demand that you show yourself. Who are you? Huh?
Now, I was one of those people going, what? Yeah, very unpopular with us classic battery acid Coke fans. It's like, this ain't Coke. This is Pepsi. Yuck. Get rid of this new Coke garbage. The company had to change its mind and did bring back the original formula. The guy who came up with that idea probably was fired. Just saying. In 1995, Hall of Fame sportscaster Howard Cosell died at the age of 77. He was one of those to help turn Monday Night Football into a national institution. In 2018, 10 people died and several others were injured in a van attack in Toronto, Canada. The suspect drove a rented van through a busy business district, deliberately hitting pedestrians. He was put on trial in February of 2020. And that's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. We have the early numbers for you. Market updates are being brought to you in part by Anabas Silo and Elsevia Co-op.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, May and June milk both down 14. May at 18.24, June at 18.40. July down 12 to 18.63. August milk down 12 at 18.72. Live cattle markets are mostly higher. Feeder cattle also continue to move mostly higher on a continued buying interest after the cattle on feed report as the trade continues to focus on the fundamentals of the tight cattle supply. Hog markets also continue to move mostly higher as, again, packer demand seems to be high once again this week as we have some higher pork cutout values. April live cattle up 17 cents at 184. April feeder cattle up 60 cents to 243.50. May hogs up 10 cents to 96.80. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans are moving mostly higher today. Wheat markets are moving mostly mixed today, even though U.S. winter wheat conditions fell 5 percentage point. U.S. weather looks for another 2 to 3 days of good planting potential in the western corn belt. There has been some cool, wet weather in northern Europe that's affecting their crops, and that is providing some support. May corn up 1 to 440 and 3 quarters. New crop up 3 quarters to 473 and a quarter. May beans up 3.5 to 1164 and a half. New crop up 2.5 to 1174 and a quarter. Chicago wheat may now steady at 570 and a quarter with markets. I'm Brian Winnekin.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabas Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Forecast for today, we'll have partly sunny conditions, 50% chance of showers and storms, and we'll have highs in the low 60s, west winds at 10 to 20 tonight. Partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain early, then clear late, widespread frost late as well. Lows upper 20s tomorrow. Sunshine, frost in the morning with highs in the mid-50s. Currently here in downtown Durand, we do have a sunshine 52 now with Kenny Chesney and Never Wanted Nothing More. It's 9:36.
I couldn't wait to turn 16 and drive all the boys around. Foot on the gas and hands on the wheel was all I could think about. A little rust in the bed of that truck and a 4-speed on the floor. $500, it was mine, all mine, and I never wanted nothing more. I took Kenny down by the river with a $6 bottle of wine. Just a fool trying to play it cool, hoping she'd let me cross the line. And I was praying that she couldn't tell I'd never been that far before. The first time's a one-time feeling, and I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. And I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live for love and laugh a lot, and that's all I need. Buddies all tried to change my mind, but I told them that I thought it through. Well, Katie laughed and my mama cried when they heard me say I do. Her little ring is a little thing, but it's all that I could afford. Now she's mine, all mine, till the day I die. And I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am, and I'm what I'm not. But I'm sure happy with what I've got. I live, love, a laugh, a lot, and that's all I need. One Sunday I listened to the preacher and I knew he was preaching to me. I couldn't help it, I walked up front and I got down on my knees. Right then and there, I swear, changed when I found the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, good God Almighty, I never wanted nothing more. No, I never wanted nothing more. Well, I'm what I am and I'm what I'm not. I'm sure happy with what I got. I live, love, laugh a lot, and that's all I need. I never wanted nothing more. And I never wanted nothing more.
Pepin Alma Eagles, from all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
It's strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. You did what you done to me. I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cried.
because it was no fun there under your thumb. And now that we're done, I'm getting right every night with every single, every loving girl inside. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. All right. Sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry, 'cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you done to me?
Just on the rise, was me thinking I could save us. Just a mirage, I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds? Or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time, yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up.
song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Too late. Oh, I got to Tucson too late.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jordan Davis, Tucson Too Late, 9:50. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Chip Flory for the latest news and information affecting the farm news and issues and the farm markets with AgriTalk. That's this afternoon, starting at 1 from 1 till 3 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Well, here's something I don't think we would ever see. I mean, I guess it's possible that we would see, you know, like at Pepin School or Durand, Arkansas, or Mondovi or Elk Mound, maybe northern Minnesota, possibly northern Wisconsin, a moose on the loose. Well, a wandering moose on the loose had to spark a temporary shelter in place at a Montana high school before the moose was chased off by wildlife control officers and police. Again, I imagine that, you know, it's like Mr. Trudeau over at Durand, Arkansas High School calls Chief Ridgeway. Hey, we got a moose in the parking lot. Okay, Mr. Trudeau, sure you do. Sean McCarthy, an urban wildlife control officer for the city of Helena, Montana, said the female moose was spotted Friday morning just outside of Capitol High School. Hey, look, there's a moose. Initially, they used loud noises to chase the moose off school grounds, but now the moose was mad and charged him, leading him to request assistance from the Helena Police Department. Imagine that on 1 Adam 12, moose on the loose. McCarthy said that the stubborn and mangy old cow moose, well, if you're going to insult the moose, had been seen multiple occasions during the past week visiting the duck ponds at the Lewis and Clark County Fairgrounds. McCarthy says, yeah, we're blessed to experience wildlife, but obviously this could pose a danger to the public. A shelter-in-place order had to be instituted while McCarthy and police chased the moose off a safe distance north of campus. Maybe moose was just looking for squirrel.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at AdamsSuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding.
Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Counted stars on the 4th of July, wishing we were rockets bursting into the sky, talking about redemption and leaving things behind. As the sun sank west of the Mendocino County line,
orchestrated paradise, couldn't make you stay.
You dance with the horses through the sands of time.
As the sun sinks west of the Mendocino County line.
I have these pictures and I keep these photographs to remind me of a time.
These pictures and these photographs let me know I.
But the sun sank west of the Mendocino County line. The two of us together felt nothing but right, feeling near immortal every Friday night.
Lost in our convictions, lips stained with wine, as the sun sank west of the Mendocino County line.
These pictures and I keep these photographs to remind me of a time.
These pictures and these photographs let me know I'm doing fine.
I used to make you happy once upon a time,
but the sun sank west of the Mendocino County line.
Wishing we were rockets bursting into the sky, talking about redemption and leaving things behind.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Willie Nelson, Mendocino County Line, 958. I'm Brian Winnikins. Thank you to Mariah Unser, the Caddy Woodlawn third grade teacher, for joining us this morning. If you missed that interview, it's now available on our podcast at realcountry1430.com. Just go to our website, click on the podcast tab. You'll find it there, and that's brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. A happy National Picnic Day today. Well, it doesn't start raining. Well, I kind of like that. There's a variety of ways to take part in a picnic. Picnics harken back to the mid-18th century in France, when all you needed was a bottle of wine, loaf of bread, cheese, fruit, and you got a party under the sky. From barbecues to simple cold plates, picnics are light, informal affairs intended to be relaxing and fun for everyone to enjoy the day. Favorite picnic foods nowadays, sandwiches, chips, fresh fruits, vegetables. You also have grilled items too, you bet. Burgers, corn on the cob, Butch's hot dogs from Durant's Smokehouse. You bet. Just don't invite the ants. Just saying.